The time is 8 hours. Let's get into the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
State House justifies President Hichilema's absence from UN General Assembly. UPND advised to learn lessons from Malawi elections. In global news, former FBI Director James Comey indicted on 2 charges. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. State House has clarified that there's nothing unusual about President Hakainde Hichilema skipping the United Nations General Assembly for the 2nd year and delegating Foreign Affairs Minister Mulambo Haimbe to represent Zambia. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka tells Phoenix News that presidential representation at international forums is a routine executive decision, with many countries often assigning ministers or vice presidents to attend such meetings. Mr. Hamasaka explains that the decision depends on competing domestic priorities and does not in any way signal a lack of international engagement. He has stressed that the delegation to the Foreign Affairs Minister should not be misinterpreted as Zambia retreating from global affairs. Mr. Hamasaka has, however, expressed concern over public debates on the president's travel decisions, saying Zambians tend to criticize whether he chooses to attend or not.
There is nothing unique here and there is nothing secret about it. That's a normal issue of delegating. Not only the UN, there have been a number of other international conferences where the president has just had delegated to the vice president, foreign affairs minister and other ministers. So it seems there is nothing unique about that. The same people who are arguing that are the same ones who sometimes when the president goes to each and every conference, oh no, he's traveling too much. Why is he on every conference? He's traveling too much. When he delegates, that's why he's not going. He delegates, why he's not going. When he goes for every, each and every, most of these things, why is he traveling too much?
Political historian Professor Bizek Piri has urged the ruling UPND to learn lessons from the recent elections in Malawi, warning that the will of the people always prevails at the ballot. Professor Piri tells Phoenix News that the party risks a voter backlash if it ignores public concerns over livelihoods and service delivery, stressing that the next 9 months will be critical for the UPND to show tangible progress. He has cautioned that despite the opposition being weak, complacency would be dangerous, as frustrated voters may shift allegiance if campaign promises remain unmet, a scenario that could mirror the outcome of Malawi's elections.
Politicians need to listen to the cries of the people. What is it that the people are not happy about? Like what happened in 2021 during the campaign when the UPND was in the opposition, there were a lot of promises that were made. And some of the promises have not been fulfilled. Although when you listen to the UPND itself, you could talk about, you know, they've achieved that, they've achieved this, and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, the major issues are still a problem. For the remaining 9 months, 10 months, what is it that the UPND can do to address those issues, to avoid what happens in Malawi? However, when people are not happy, they will vote for anyone to change. The ruling party should not be celebrating, say, because the opposition is in tatters, who automatically walk through. They need to do a lot to convince the people that they need to be retained.
Meanwhile, UPND Alliance Chairman Charles Milupi says Zambia's political context is different from Malawi's, insisting that the ruling party is addressing many of the challenges its counterpart across the border failed to resolve. Mr. Milupi admits that not all promises have been fulfilled, but maintains that most citizens still have confidence in the UPND. A factor he believes will reflect in the 2026 polls.
To force us to only believe that unless and it's declared is people have voted out, I don't think that is fair. What we are saying is we concentrate on what we are doing. We are not sitting on our laurels. We are not saying that we have achieved everything we wanted to achieve. So that's why we are pushing ahead. But we have established a platform to put this country on a serious growth trajectory. And I think people react to that from what we see. People react to that. We do have issues, but measures have been put in place to ensure that this gets addressed in due course.
Political analyst Dr. Houston Chiputa has urged the Tonse Alliance not to split, warning that doing so may not be in their best interest as they risk being overtaken by other political players. His remarks come amid continued infighting in the alliance, with the latest being Patriotic Front PF Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda dismissing a notice by Alliance Coordinator Dr. Chris Zumani Zimba that the Council of Leaders will meet on September 30th to elect the chairman and 2026 presidential candidate. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chiputa has stressed that Zambians are not waiting for the Tonse Alliance to get ready for the elections, but are instead looking for leadership that can drive the economic agenda. He has further advised the Alliance to settle on a unifying leader and adopt a strong campaign strategy, noting that government measures are expected to ease the energy crisis and address most economic challenges next year, which could make it difficult for the opposition to convince voters.
If one side of the alliance says we are going ahead with this, another side says we are not going ahead, that already shows a split. And splitting at this time may not be in their best interest, because they risk being overtaken by both events and other players, because Zambians are not waiting just for Tonse Alliance to be in the political fray. Zambians are looking up to who can resolve their problems, who can push the development agenda forward. So people are not waiting for just Tonse Alliance. They are looking up to the current government. If it can resolve their challenges, they'll carry on with it. If it fails to resolve their challenges, they'll look elsewhere.
The Zambia Land Alliance has welcomed the decision by the Commissioner of Lands to designate local authorities as focal agencies in land administration, but has cautioned that without a streamlined process, the move could face challenges. The Alliance Executive Director, Patrick Musole, says while the new requirement may cause delays with communication expected to originate from council, such inconveniences are acceptable if they promote order and transparency in land allocation. Mr. Musole has further urged governments to undertake an analysis to determine whether past challenges in land administration were due to corruption or a lack of capacity among councils, noting that several local authorities, including Kitwe, Ndola, and Kafue, have previously been suspended over land management issues. This follows a directive by the Commissioner of Lands, Shadrick Mbewe, that his office will not process any land application without a mandatory verification letter from the relevant council, except in cases where his office has confirmed available plots for public allocation. Mr. Musole has highlighted past conflict and poor coordination between the Ministry of Lands and local authorities, which has led to the duplication of efforts and poor service delivery. He stresses the need for stakeholders to work in tandem to curb double allocations.
We support the position that has been taken by the Minister of Lands through the Commissioner of Lands, because for a long time we have noticed conflict and poor coordination between the Ministry of Lands and the Ministry of Local Government, that is through the local authorities. There have been some conflicts and miscommunication that has resulted into poor collaboration between the two ministries. Because as you know, that the Ministry of Local Government, particularly the councils, agents of the Ministry of Land.